Exile, written by James Swallow and read by Colin Mace. Amadeo snapped his cell phone shut and gripped it in his hands. The men in the federal government who owed him favours were suddenly unavailable, as if a peculiar malaise had struck them down all at once. From out of nowhere, his name had become a filthy thing, a word that no one wanted to utter. How had this happened? He tossed away the phone and went for the pistol again.
Ramos, the pirate is in my home.
Amadeo said it aloud, cementing the horrible truth of it in reality.
He's come to end me.
I think we can consider this the conclusion of our working relationship, said Brett, reaching for a control off-screen.
No!
Amadeo shouted at him, eyes wide with panic.
You think I am a man who cannot produce results? I will show you.
He brandished the pistol.
You will learn.
Outside the room, floorboards creaked under the weight of heavy boots, and Amadeo surrendered to action over reason. Swearing a curse, he unloaded the Tokarev into the closed door, mashing the trigger as fast as he could, bullets crunching through the wood in a desperate attempt to kill whomever was on the other side. Without warning, the gun's slide locked open with a hollow click, and Amadeo started, staring down at the weapon in his hand. The magazine was empty, brass shells scattered at his feet, cordite smoke curling around the barrel. The bullet punctured door, burst open, sagging on its hinges, and Ramos filled the room. Amadeo staggered back, but in a single quick stride the bigger man was upon him, and he was disarmed with a backhand slap that knocked the Tokarev to the floor.
You have never shown me respect, Ramos growled,
the words low, like a leopard's snarl. Amadeo gathered spittle in his mouth as a retort, but then thought better of the act, and swallowed it as he locked gazes with the other man's dead eye.
You brought this on yourself, Ramos told him. You should have left the country when your wife and daughter did.
Amadeo's legs turned to water, and he had to grasp the back of a chair to remain standing.
What did you do to them?
Ramos ignored the question.
Everyone hates you, he explained, because you are a jackal that cannot be killed cleanly, because you have made yourself necessary.
He shook his head. Not for much longer. He glanced at the screen and the camera, as if noticing it for the first time, then returned his attention to his prey.
I have heard what you said to the other weak men about stability and community. Those are just the words you use for the chains you put about people's necks.
Amadeo blinked, fear sweat from his eyes. For months now, he had been actively suppressing information about Ramos's activities in Somalia, paying bribes to stop them from being talked about too widely, while all along trying fruitlessly to find a way to subdue him. He had feared what would happen if his fading grip on things became apparent.